Jesus entered the temple courts, and while he was teaching, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him. By what authority are you doing these things, they ask, and who gave you this authority? Well, thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels, Matthew chapter 21, verse 23. That's our passage today. The religious leaders were bold with their question. They did not realize they were looking God in the eyes. They asked what authority he had over his dwelling place, the structure he designed as a place of worship. It would be like asking you, what authority do you have to park in your garage? Jesus' restraint is amazing, and his patience as well. Now, the question is, are we that much different than the religious leaders? We ask similar questions, don't we? Hey, Jesus, what authority do you have to tell me how I should live my life? I'll pick and choose the instructions I want to follow. Hey, Jesus, what authority do you have to tell me who to date? I'll date a non-believer if I want. Hey, Jesus, what authority do you have over my marriage? If I want a divorce, I'm going to get one, biblical grounds or not. Hey, Jesus, what authority do you have over my heart? I'll follow the desires of open or secret sin. I'll do what I want to do. Hey, Jesus, what authority do you have over my money? I'll spend my money on my stuff and give you what's left over, if there's anything left over. Many times, we're not that much different than the religious leaders. Knowing what God says in his word, we look him in the eyes and ask, either verbally or with our actions, hey, Jesus, what authority do you have over me? Father, forgive me for acting much like the religious leaders, a lot more like the religious leaders than I care to admit. Forgive me in Jesus' name. Amen. If you'd like for us to pray for you, please send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.